Recreation businesses like skiing, hiking, mountain biking, and boating bring a lot of money into Vermont. But up to now, there hasn't been an organized effort to bring all of those businesses together to leverage their work through legislation and maybe more organized state support. In June, Governor Phil Scott signed an executive order that established the Vermont Outdoor Recreation Economic Collaborative, and the group met recently for the first time in Grafton. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman was there, and he has this report.
Scott kicked off the two-day meeting in Grafton by acknowledging that there was already a lot of strong outdoor recreational businesses across the state. From multi-million dollar ski resorts to single, independently owned bike shops, Scott said about 34,000 people make a living off the outdoor economy. And he says by bringing all of those businesses together and better organizing state government support, there's an opportunity to drive economic development throughout the state.
I'm hoping that this will promote the outdoor industry and help grow our economy, provide an opportunity to review our laws, policies, and initiatives to encourage the growth and expansion of our outdoor initiatives and recreational businesses.
There were about 50 people at the first meeting of the Vermont Outdoor Recreation Economic Collaborative. There were independent retailers and nonprofit groups that promote hiking, mountain biking, and snowmobiling. Representatives from the Departments of Health, Transportation, Tourism, and Forest Parks and Recreation mingled with iconic Vermont manufacturers from Burton and Ibex. And the idea behind this first meeting was to lay a groundwork for a long-term strategy that supports every recreational business and nonprofit.
I hope it leads to better understanding of how we can all benefit from the recreation and economy.
Danny Hale is director of the Vermont ATV Sportsmen's Association. ATV users have occasionally bumped heads with hiking groups that complain about the noise and trail impact of the motorized vehicles. But Hale says everyone needs to have a seat at the table as the state tries to grow the recreation economy.
We're in a state where there's a lot of it. There's a lot of different uses. All the uses need to be utilized for the benefits they have. I mean, it's a hard place to make a living in Vermont. So if we can help either bring new businesses here and provide places for people to do things or whatever it takes, we need to do that because that's going to be the future.
Michael Snyder is Vermont's Commissioner of Forest Parks and Recreation, and he says there's already ongoing collaboration with hiking clubs, snowmobile associations, and mountain bike groups that use state lands. But Snyder says there's never been an effort to have state natural resource officials and the tourism and marketing departments sit down with for-profit businesses and nonprofit groups to make sure Vermont's natural assets are protected for the long haul.
Let's face it, we've got to make sure we get it right with regard to kind of attendant impacts of this use, whether it's traffic in small towns, parking, how to handle, you know, people and their needs out there in the, on the land. So we want to make sure it's intentional, that we keep it going for all of its benefits.
Snyder says he also wants to make sure that outdoors manufacturing jobs stay here and that companies like Ibex and Burton stay in Vermont. And when that successfully, says, young families will move to the state to work in those companies and in turn enjoy all that Vermont offers.
One of our brightest options for the future is to maintain this beautiful landscape by working carefully and closely with it in agriculture and forestry, supporting those cultures and industries so that it continues, and then build on the opportunities from there with healthy outdoor activities that support other healthy, thriving businesses. And it's really powerful and I think a really bright future, and it's worth paying attention to the trying to get us there.
Snyder hopes the group can start by building a statewide list of all the groups and businesses that take part in the outdoor economy, and then maybe develop a single online portal for tourists and Vermonters. He was reluctant to make too many predictions about the long-term outcomes of the Outdoor Recreation Economic Collaborative. Snyder says he does expect some kind of legislation to be introduced in the next year or two, and there might be a request for state funding to support the work. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Grafton.